Hey, Dad, we've had a lot of response to your article and your conversation that you had with David James and the author of The Harbinger, Jonathan Cahn. What we'd like to do, I've got David James. He's in Hungary. I've got David James on the line. Why don't we go to him right now and continue that conversation with David?
Wow, he's in Hungary. Well, I can remember when he was ahead of the Word of Life Bible Institute in Hungary, and he invited me for a number of years to come teach. 1 year, I'd teach the book of Revelation. Now, Jim, you've taken over that responsibility. And then the other year, I would teach Daniel and Ezekiel. It was always a joy to work in partnership and ministry there in Hungary with David. But David, we're now in partnership together here as well in the United States, although you're there somewhere around the world. And we find you that way often as your ministry takes you to different locations to teach the Word of God. And tell me what's been going on. Have you been teaching there in Hungary?
Yeah, I'm teaching three courses over the course of 2 weeks. I'm teaching a course on the charismatic movement, on Roman Catholicism, and current theological issues.
Wow. Well, I bet those students are very, very excited about the subject of the courses that you're teaching. Greet them for us, if you will. We'd appreciate it. Jim was just there about a month or so ago teaching the book of Revelation, and they had a great time doing that study together. By the way, we're talking with David James through a Skype hookup, so if you hear some variance in the voice, that may be the reason behind it. David, I know that you're working on a book, and by the way, we have David's article. It's the preliminary to the book that he has written, and it started out as simply a statement, basically a review of the book by Rabbi Jonathan Cahn entitled The Harbinger. But as he did the paper, then it expanded, and now it's a book-size article. And I understand you're just about to get it published. We're not going to talk about who's going to publish or anything because, you know, the deal is still a bit up in the air. But are you going to be able to get this book published, David?
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. As you said, it started out as, you know, a 3 or 4 page review, and then it ended up at 20 pages, then 50 pages, and then 80, and now we're up to about 120, and it'll probably finish out around 150. And after a major ministry and publisher read the article that was an abridged version of that on our website, they contacted me and expressed an interest in actually getting behind this and publishing the book.
Well, that is a fantastic, wonderful message that you're able to pass along to the people listening to this conversation. It's great news, and we'll keep everybody posted when the book comes out. We'll have it available on our website. David will have it at his website, the Alliance for Biblical Integrity. And David, of course, will be able to tell you more about it. And we'll interview him when the book does come out. Now, we have his original statement, which is basically an overview of what the book is going to be. It's posted on our website, prophecytoday.com. Along with that, Jimmy mentioned a few moments ago, David and I did a conversation, somewhat of an interview with Jonathan Cahn on the book, and we talked about some of the concerns that David and I have had about the book, and that is, of course, has resulted in the book that David is just about to complete. I don't know how traveling into Hungary and all over the world, David, and then teaching all the classes you have time to write, but we sure appreciate it. This is an issue, David, is it not? The book overall, the theme of it is America is in bad trouble spiritually, and it needs to get right. None of us will argue with that. But the capability of conveying that and the vehicle used to convey it, a fictional novel, which the author himself said, even though the narrative is fictional, it's all real. This is the concern in the exegesis of the way he deals with the Word of God.
Yeah, that's right. And actually, as I've gone ahead to develop this into a book, I would guess I've got dozens of hours in this, probably over 200 hours of research and writing in this. And the more I study it, what I find is not only are there problems with the biblical information, the way he's handled it, but there are also historical problems. And it's like presenting one side of the story And it seems right when you first hear it. Then when you hear that, well, there's a completely different side to this, you realize that these parallels just don't exist to the degree that he presents them.
You know, that is of a concern to me as well and to others, because I've been reading some of the email communication that's been going on between men that you've asked to edit the book, and some very outstanding biblical scholars are working along with you on that particular part of putting a book together, getting it published. And that's exciting to me, because you're not just writing this on your own. You're dealing with a group of men who are great students of the Word of God, understand how to interpret the Word of God, and they've come alongside of you to help you put the project together. That's really exciting. Well, David, we're going to have to cut off this time together with you. When you get back to the States, we'll spend more time. By that time, you'll probably be able to tell us who the publisher is, how people can get a hold of the book. But as of right now, you can go to our website, prophecytoday.com. You can read the article that David has written. It's basically a synopsis of what the book is going to be about. And you can also listen to the conversation that David James and I have with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, and voicing some of our concerns. It was a civil conversation, but I think it was a concentration of understanding our concerns with the rabbi, and he had some very interesting answers to some of our questions. I hope you'll go and listen to it. It's on our website, prophecytoday.com. On the right-hand side, you'll see the icon for the Harbinger. Hey, David, greet everybody there in Hungary. Have a safe journeys as you're traveling. The Lord be with you as you teach, and we'll talk to you when you get back to the States.
Well, thanks so much. It's always great to be with you.